Hello, everybody. This is Mick Foley, the hardcore legend, WWE champion on the PRB Christmas Marathon, and it is my good fortune to be sitting here with Santa Claus, and Santa, no better person to share the Christmas Marathon with. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, Mick.
And I've been asked to pick out one of my favorite Christmas stories, so I'm going to go back. I believe the year was 2004. I know you see a lot of people. I'm not sure if you remember this encounter at all, but I had this little tradition with my son, Mickey, who was three at the time, and Mickey knew how much I loved Santa. And so it wasn't that he didn't like Santa, it's that he liked getting a rise out of his dad, you know. And so every night he would get on my lap and he would whisper in my ear, and he would specifically not say anything. He would just go, pss, 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 pss. And I'd say, what did you say? And he'd go, pss, 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 pss. And the third time, and this went on for like 3 months, I would say, what did you say? And he would whisper in my ear, I don't like Santa Claus. And that would just, I would just go into a tirade where I would tickle him until I got the truth out of him. And then he would suddenly, you know, laugh hysterically. And he would say, I don't like him. I don't like him. And it was just this great tradition that we did for 3 or 4 months. And then as the months went by, we kind of, you know, forgot about it until, I believe it was June, Santa. I believe it was in New Hampshire, June of 2004. And I could sense that Mickey was a little bit trepidatious. I want to use a good word for hesitant, because I wrote a couple of bestsellers once upon a time. And you were pretty busy. I don't know if you saw the Foleys out there. But my son was looking kind of nervous. And then he just ran up to the door at Santa's house and he yelled out, I don't like you, Santa Claus. And retreated back to the arms of his parents. Do you remember that at all?
Oh, yeah, I remember that very well.
Did you take it personally?
No, I did not. I figured that Mickey was just a little nervous and trying to get a rise out of Santa.
Now, you better believe, Santa, that he changed his tune come late November.
Oh, I know that.
He was a little bit worried. He didn't want Santa in the house, so that probably made the delivery to the Foleys even easier, because 2004 will go down in our history is the year that Santa left two bags of toys by the front door. And they came in and they were cold. So thank you for letting me share this story with you. And thank you for all you do to continue to make the heart of children, I'm misquoting the famous poem, aren't I? Light or bright, one or the other. But thank you for doing whatever you do to the hearts of children.
No problem, Mick. It's my pleasure.
All right. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
and
everyone.
And all a good night.